Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis of Masechta Sukkah. We are already holding on Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis. V'hashta da'amrit Sukkah Hilchsa. First one line is V'hashta, about 8 lines down. So Gemara asks, V'hashta da'amrit Sukkah Hilchsa Kra Lamli. Once you're going to tell me that the fact that women are part from Sukkah is halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, why do I need the pasuk to say Ha Ezrach with the extra Hey? If I already know that women are part from Sukkah from Halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Sansus Gemara, l'rabo says hagerim. The extra hay is a reboy to tell me that gerim are chayiv in Sukkah. That even though gerim are chayiv in all mitzvahs like a Jew, and you would think that you shouldn't need a reboy, no, but you do. Because salkatay techamina ha ezrach b'Yisrael amarachmana v'lo asagerim, that ha ezrach b'Yisrael, it does not include gerim, that ha ezrach, meaning that ezrach is dafka, a word that means native Jews, and therefore it should exclude gerim. So kamash malan, that's why the extra hey teaches me to even include gerim, that they're chayiv in sukkah. So now the Gemara asks, according to the sugya we just had, ezrach, the word ezrach alone implies only men. The hey of ha-ezrach would include women as well. So by Yom Kippur, when we have ha-ezrach, it comes to tell us that women are chayiv in inoy on Yom Kippur. But ask the Gemara, Yom Kippur, neither Avida Marav Nafka. But don't we already know that women are chayiv in Yom Kippur because women are chayiv in all los ases in the Torah, in all onshin Shabbat Torah? So lo nitzucha letosefes inoy. No, what we're deriving over here is not that women are chayiv in Yom Kippur in general, but that they're chayiv in the mitzvah of tosefes inoy on Yom Kippur, that they have to start the inoy before Yom Kippur actually starts. Sal kadai techamina holo miyet rachman letosefes inoy me onesh ume asara. That since Tosefes Yom HaKippurim is, while it's a requirement for everybody, there is no onesh on it, and there is no ashara. So lo nischayvu nashim klal, I would think that women are not included because it's only a mitzvah sasei, and therefore it should be a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. Kamash mula, and that's why the extra hey teaches us that women are chayv in Tosefes Inui. Amar Mar, what did we say before? Kol the rabbi says akatanim. When it says kol ha-ezrach, the word kol comes to teach us that the katanim are included in the mitzvah of sukkah. Actually, before we get to that, let's do a main point over here. We have drushos to include gerim in sukkah. Ha ezrach includes gerim in sukkah, and ha ezrach includes women in tosefes inoy. Tosefes inoy. Now we move on to katanim. The word kol we said includes katanim. I vatnan. Our mishnah said nashma vadim uktanim. That Nashim Avadim and Ketanim are all potter from Sukkah. So how can you learn from the word kol that they're chayiv? Lo kasha. Kan b'katan shegiel chinuch, kan b'katan shelo yegiel chinuch. It depends what age katan you're talking about. If he's not yet at the age of chinuch, then yeah, you're right, he's potter. That's what our mishnah is talking about. If he is at the age of chinuch, then kol is l'rabos as ketanim. Katan shegiel chinuch midrabanan hu. The Gemara explains, but wait, even katan shegiel chinuch is not a din d'araisa, it's only a din midrabanan. So that's the Gemara, you're right. Midrabanan, ukras machtavi almahu. The word kol does not really teach us a chiv of ketanim. It's only a din drabanan. The pasuk is only an asmachta. Katan she'enu tzarech li'ima. We then went on to define that a katan who doesn't need his mother is chayiv in sukkah. Hechi dami katan she'enu tzarech li'ima. How do you define a katan as someone who doesn't need his mother? Everybody needs their mother. So amri d'ber aviyanai kol she'nifna ve'enima mekanachto. It means he goes to the bathroom and he doesn't need his mother to wipe him. Rabbi Shimon Lakish omer kol she'nera mishnaso ve'enu kore ima. It means that he wakes up in the middle of the night and he doesn't call out mommy. Ima gedolu namikar, says Gemara, but wait, even much older children might call out mommy in the middle of the night. Ela kol shenero ve'eno kari ima, ima. No, what it means is, he wakes up in the middle of the night and he will not incessantly cry out mommy until mommy actually comes. Meaning, he might wake up in the middle of the night and cry out mommy, but then he realizes, oh my gosh, I'm in the middle of a dream, and just turn over and go back to sleep. So such a child is already chayiv in sukkah. And then the Mishnah said, Maisa v'yolda kalaso, that there was a story when the daughter-in-law of Shammai, Azaken, had a baby and they made the baby be in a sukkah. So Maisa listar, isn't this Maisa against everything we just said? We just said that katan is part from sukkah when he's very young. So chesuri mechsavach ketani v'shamay machmir. The Mishnah meant to add in, and by the way, Shammai was more machmir. He required every child to be in a sukkah, and that's what the story is coming to fortify. Umaisa nami v'yolda kalasa shamay azakin upiches es ma'azeva v'sike chalamita b'shvila katan. And that's what happened with the kalasa of Shammai azakin, that they opened up the roof and put a schach over the katan. So main point over here, a katan Shehigia lechinuch, which is defined as no longer needing his mother in the middle of the night, is chayiv in sukkah midrabanan. Chayiv in sukkah midrabanan, pasuk only in asmachta. And if he's lohigia lechinuch, he is part of sukkah. But Shammai was machmir even for ktani ktanim, even for tiny little children. Now a new Mishnah. Kol shivas hayamim, all 7 days of sukkah, adam osa sukkah sokeva ubeisa orai. A person should make his sukkah his primary residence and his house his temporary residence. Yardu gishamim, meim asay mutu lifnos. If it starts to rain, when can a person abandon the sukkah? Misha tisrach hamikvah, when the food starts getting ruined, when the porridge gets ruined from the rain. Mashlu, mashlu ma'adav domeh, when it rains on sukkahs, the Chazal came up with a mashal to compare it to. Le'evet shabal limzo kos l'rabo, yishafach lo kiton al panav. It's like an evet trying to serve a kos to his rebbe, and the master just turns the whole pitcher over on the evet's head. So the Mishnah tells us that sukkah is supposed to be kavua, and if it rains enough to ruin the food, you have to leave, and that's a very terrible sign if it rains to that extent on sukkahs. Tan Rabban, Kol Shavuos Yom Adam Osa Sukkah Sokeva Beisa Arai. Ketzad, what does that mean in practical terms? Hayilo kelim na'im, if you have nice kelim, ma'alon sukkah, bring them into the sukkah. Matzaos na'os, you have nice mattresses or whatever, ma'alon sukkah, bring them into the sukkah. Ochel v'shoso metayel b'sukkah, you should eat and drink and hang out in the sukkah. You have guests, entertain them in the sukkah. Minani mili, how do I know that that's all part of the mitzvah of sukkah? The Tanur Rabban, the Brayis of Darshan's teshvu ke'en taduru, that you should live in the sukkah the way you live in your house. Mikano merkal shuvas yam, and also adam sukkah sukkah beisa arai, that for all 7 days of sukkah, your sukkah is your home, and your house is just a place you visit. Ketzad, hayulo kelim noyim malin l'sukkah, matzos noz malin l'sukkah, ochel v'shosu metayel v'sukkah, like we just said in the previous brisa. Now we add, umishanein v'sukkah, you should learn in the sukkah as well. Ask the Gemara, is that true, that you should learn in the sukkah? Eini v'amar rava mikra umisna v'metalalta, v'tanuye barmi metalalta. But didn't Rava say that if you're learning Tanakh, you're learning Mishnayos, yeah, that you do in the sukkah. But if you're learning Gemara with Svara and Iyun, that has to be outside of the sukkah, because the open space will be marchiv your das a little more. And if you're in a cramped sukkah, it's going to be too difficult to learn. Says Gemara Lokasha, habi migras, habi iyune. The brisa that requires a sukkah is talking about things that you've already clarified, sukkahs you already learned, so you're not going to go through too much tsar. But when you need to be ma'ayin into the sugya the first time, then in achinam, you should not be in the sukkah, you should be outside of the sukkah. Ki ada rava v'rami barchama, ki avu kaimi mekami d'rav chista. When rava and rami barchama, after they finish learning by rav chista, so ma'rati b'gemara b'adi adadi, they would quickly chazer over the gemara quickly with each other, and that could be done in a sukkah because that doesn't involve heavy svara. But v'hadar ma'ani b'svara, once they chazer over the basic gemara, then they would start really being ma'ayin in the svara. So you see that there are these two modes of learning of sort of a bekius and an iyun. So the bekius can be done in the sukkah, the iyun should be done outside of the sukkah. So Bez Hashem will pick up with Amar Rava next time, where we're going to talk about which types of kelim belong in the sukkah and which types of kelim do not belong in the sukkah.